What we will do is we'll get back to this thing about the four nakudas. And it's after we discussed in the previous weeks how the fact of the Nisan and the flaws of Chodesh Nisan, and also the fact that the actual Kima Teira Mitzvah of Yidden today, and the fact that we still believe in Mashiach, that it's all by the Metzias of Atzmus, of the Rebbe, of Atzmus as it presents itself in the Rebbe. This is what we discussed. So the whole Metzias HaKiyam, Sayyid of the Ummah Sa'ilim, the Yachas to each other, and the Yachas to Yidden, the same, the Kim of Yidden, the same, the Munah, Mashiach Bechla, is all based on 1 second. I didn't hear you. It's all based on the Metzias of the Rebbe. So now we go back, we're going to go back to the four Nekudos, the four Nekudos which we discussed then, going back, and we'll go over it again. Now it's more in detail. I hope I'll explain it better. Okay, so we'll go through the four Nekudos. The first Nekuda is the, we have the first thing, Hakdama Aleph, right? Which is a very simple Hakdama, something which we discussed many times, that by the Rebbein and the Se'enu always discuss Atzmus as Shlilis Achiyuv, Shlilis. Comes the Rebbe and says, Atzmus is not in Shlilis Achiyuv, it's not in Shlilis Bechlal. Atzmus is in Chiyuv. How is Atzmus in Chiyuv? In the fact that I identify with Atzmus and I do what Atzmus says, in the fact that that is where Atzmus is, that is where I come to realize Atzmus. In my Kima Teira Mitzvahs appearot in Atzmus. In my doing with the Rebbe's, what the Rebbe wants from me, that is where I see the Rotzon HaAtzmus. And this is because the very fact that, this is what we discussed in previous weeks, the very fact that I'm still identifying with the Inyan of Mashiach, or the very fact that I'm keeping Teira Mitzvahs, the very fact the Umos HaOlam are cooperating with each other, the very fact, in other words, that everything in the world is going according to the Kvan of the Eibishter, that is all something which never made any sense. And the only way to explain it is the Koyach of Atzmus, which is the Maileme HaTeva, which is above Shlila and above Chiv, which is keeping the world functioning according to the Rotzon HaTeira, keeping me functioning according to the Rotzon of the Eibishter. That is where I come to see Atzmus in my avodah b'poel in Kima Teira Mitzvahs. Is that understood, Rabbi Shua? Rabbi Shua, is that understood?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So now we're going to the next point. The second point is also something we went through many times. This is the second introduction now. This is what is it that the Rebbe explains here, that that even though in the Chassidus Bechlal, we told, Teira Bechal tells us, and Chassidus tells us, that Teva and Nes is two separate conducts, two separate, this is Sevu Kalam and this is Umar Kalam. Nevertheless, there is a Vort of the B'Shem Tov. The B'Shem Tov says that when a Nes becomes continuous, it continues to repeat itself, becomes continuous like any all other facts of life, which are continuous, the sun rises. If a Nes will come continuous, then it would become Teva. L'chei, this is a stira to that, what it says in Chassidus, that a Nes and Teva have two different sources. One is Sevu Kol Almin, one is Mamala Kol Almin. So why would it come Teva? Because it's continuous, it would become Teva. Lochei, it should be Teva. And so the Rebbe answers here that because Mitzad the Atzmus, there is no difference between Nes and Teva. The Eibishter was the one who created Nes, and he created Teva. And therefore, Mitzad the Atzmus, there is no difference between the Nes and Teva. So therefore, Merotin Atzmus, that this Nes should become continuous, despite that this is from Sevu Kalamin, and this is Ocher from Malo Kalamin, but Merotin Atzmus, it would become part of a Malo Kalamin. Finished. Okay, this is what the Rebbe, what it says in the Sikha there, but if you look in the Sikha there, and then where the whole vault of the Sikha is about the void of Yidin, of the void of a Yidin, of a Yid, in the void of a Yid in being Mechaber the Nes and Teva. That's a whole discussion in the Sikha there. And this is what the Rebbe generally discusses always. So what does this mean to us when we say that the Koyach Mitzad, the Koyach HaAtzmus, the Eibishter can be Mechaber the Nes and Teva? What it means And what it means is that when we do Torah mitzvahs al pi rotzon ha'atzmus, which we said before, when we do Torah mitzvahs according to the rotzon of the Eibishter, which we said before that the revelation of atzmus, where is the atzmus in the kima Torah mitzvahs of a yid? And how did the yid do kim Torah mitzvahs? A yid is in olam hazeh, she does Torah mitzvahs in the kelim of olam hazeh. Part of Torah mitzvahs is become masecha, called rechecha. That means I have to use my logical skills, how to do and carry out all these Torah mitzvahs. So all of this is happening in the kelim of Teva. In this, so the Gilei Atzmus, which is in the avoid of a yid, in the kima Torah mitzvahs of a yid, is where in the anhoga of a yid, al pi Teva. So therefore, what it basically means, what the Rebbe says, and mitzad Atzmus, he can make the nest a safe kolam to malu kolam. And what it basically means that me, when I do whether that's, and this is what the Rebbe is saying that in the sikh, he's not talking about the Eidishter, he's talking about us, our Veda Bepoel. That when I will do Torah mitzvahs, in what way will I do Torah mitzvahs? In the kelim of Teva, the way Torah mitzvahs works in the kelim of Teva, when I will do the Torah mitzvahs, then this, what is usually considered a nest, will become through my logical initiatives, my creativity, and the Torah, what all these skills that the Torah has given me, all these tivistic skills which the Torah has given me, when I will use these tivistic skills, I will actually take the nest and transform it into Teva. This is basically what I was saying in the Sikha. He's talking about the Eibishter, the Eibishter above Nes and Teva. And where is the Eibishter? In the Kima Teira Mitzvahs, Atzmus Muhus is in the Kima Teira Mitzvahs of a Yid, and the Kima Teira Mitzvahs is all in Ishtadlus Shabederach HaTeva. So what basically means, when you say that the Eibishter Mitzad Atzmus, he can transform the nest to Teva, what it basically means, me as I know myself, and I will go along with that, what the Eibishter has told me, I will transform the nest to Teva. Once upon a time, we always attributed it to the Eibishter, because once upon a time, we didn't have the freedom to practice Torah mitzvahs. So whenever we would discuss about Ness, etc., etc., we would always apply it to the Eibishter. Now we're not only discussing about Ness, but the Beit is discussing about the Chibur of Ness and Teva, because me as a Tevistic person, I'm not shy to a Ness too much. What I'm shy to is to fulfill the Rots and the Eibishter in Teva. So here we're talking about the Beit is not only a Ness, we're talking about something above that, which is the Chibur of the Ness and the Teva. And how is that carried out? It's carried out in Atzmus. Where is Atzmus? In my Kima Teira Mitzvahs, El Pi Teva. So when I use my logical tools and skills to do what the Eibishter wants, I'm actually going to be transforming that Nes into Teva. So that goes very well. It's fine.
Wait, so what's the Nes then?
So this is a whole Nukuda what's going to come over here. We have to come to realize this is the whole point what we're saying here. What we've been saying in the past weeks and whatever. The point is, let's take the example of Chodesh Nissan then, that the Rebbe is saying, what once upon a time you had to have the major nest of Purim, of Hanukkah. Today it's carried out through interaction, through the Goyim. That's it, through the Goyim, through interaction. This is, we will accomplish it. We are going to, it all works. I'll be there through the root of Tevet works, whatever once was needed in order to accomplish, needed something which is above Tevet, we can redo it, topic Tevet. And in this vein, we're also going to get 770 to the base, to move to the base of Midrash in Rishlaim, Alpi Tevet. It's also going to be Alpi Tevet. Nothing goes a Kvon of Atzmus. Teira Mitzvahs is all in Kedem of Tevet. Kvon of Atzmus is in Tevet. So everything what we promised about Yom HaYisrael Mashiach, what Rebbe is talking about, is in Teva. The Nisim, okay. So that answer or not?
I think so.
Fine. So now, actually, this is the point which we're trying to reach to. That really, when we, in other words, we usually, what we usually perceive Teva is, as if we have limited abilities in Teva. This is the way we usually perceive Teva. The word that Rebbe is saying is, it was true always, but nowadays, since the fact that we have, let's say we came over to America where Torah mitzvahs, you can affect other Yidden to keep Torah mitzvahs, and you can influence going to Torah mitzvahs. So now, Teva we are bitteva can accomplish anything that what is can be would usually need a nest to accomplish, and we're already living in that type of lifestyle. This is what the Rebbe said, that the very fact that whatever the goyim work with us, etc., support us, that is all about bitteva. We're already working in that, already living that lifestyle, and that we would just recognize that this is a situation. With our awareness that this is the situation, this will give us the ability to function in this situation with the fullest strength, recognizing the fact that our whole life today, the whole existence of our life today, is all a nest, which usually would require, and as today is working in teva, we on our own initiative and creativity are making these things happen. And what are we doing? We're doing the nest. If I would recognize that what I'm accomplishing in my avodah is actually a nest, my whole avodah would be different, knowing that there's no limit in what I could accomplish, all within the kalim of teva. Okay, so now let's go to the nekuda base. And the nekuda base is that if, let's say, now, oh, before, let's say, according to the Torah, where in order for Eden to keep Torah mitzvahs, again, we said that where is the atzmus? Atzmus is in the kima Torah mitzvahs of Bnei Yisrael. In my ability to keep to do Torah mitzvahs, that is atzmus. Now, where is the proper kima of Torah mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael? So therefore, what does it mean that a pi the rotana atzmus, a pi the mitzvahs atzmus, a pi the rotana Torah? Where are Yidden meant to be? Where we're meant to be? In Eretz Yisrael. And based on the fact we just have said that everything which is required in mitzvah the Torah, the fulfillment of the vision of the Torah, is carried out all al pi teva, because I maybe didn't mention it, but it doesn't, it's fine, it's quite poshut anyways, because mitzvah the rotzon ha'atzmus, there's no difference of teva and nes, and therefore there's no difference of teva and nes, and the rotzon ha'atzmus and teira mitzvah is a rotzon ha'atzmus, so therefore the fulfillment of the vision of teira is carried out automatically al pi teva, because mitzad the teira, mitzad the teira, mitzad the etzem of teira, there is no difference between us and teva, just like there's no difference between us and teva lagabi atzmus. So therefore, the vision of the teira is automatically always fulfilled al pi teva. It's just what we identify, and this is also legitimized al pi teira. We identify the nest and teva is two different channels, and therefore in Zman HaGolos we don't see Ness, we see teva. Ness is in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, etc. mainly, but mitzad the teira, that is the way we perceive it. Mitzad the teira, everything is really as we're going to discuss. Mitzad the teira, everything is. It is no difference between Ness and teva. So everything of the milieu of the rotten of teira is always fulfilled out of teva. Just we don't usually see it. We see when the times when the milieu of the rotzon ha'teira are filled, we see it many times as being a nest, but the truth is the teira is always going along with the teva. So therefore, what it is that when we say that mitzad the teira, the yidden, the place of the yidden should be in Eretz Yisrael, that would apply the al pi teva. Where is al pi teva? Because mitzad the rotzon ha'teira is that the Yidin should be in Eretz Yisrael, because that is where they can keep the Teira Mitzvah, the Shleimers. So therefore, it would imply that Al Pi Teva, where is the true place of Yidin? Al Pi Teva is in Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean, the true place of Yidin? Al Pi Teva in Eretz Yisrael is that when you do what the Teira says, the Umas HaOlam cannot intrude into Eretz Yisrael. They cannot be Machrev, the Beis HaMikdash, the life of the Yidin is flourishes, etc. Where in Eretz Yisrael? And that is the Teva Mitzvah. So we didn't go along with the Teva Mitzvahs. They don't have interference of the Goyim in their place where they are in Eretz Yisrael. Now let's go. Let's take this type of scenario. Going up to Nekuda HaGimel. That let's say when they get right away, when they were given the Teva, when they were given the Teva right away at Har Sinai, they would have, let's say, committed themselves completely to the Teva. Disregarding all challenges, they would have overlooked everything, and they would have completely committed themselves to Israel, to Torah mitzvahs. Let's say they would then, being the Alpiteira, a Yid, the place of a Yid is in Israel. So if Yidden would have completely committed themselves to Tchima Torah mitzvahs right then by Matan Torah, and afterwards they would have followed, they would have lived up with that, with this commitment, they would have they would have found themselves in Eretz Yisrael. What do they mean they would have found themselves in Eretz Yisrael? So this is what we see. Chazal tell us that if the Yidden would not have sinned in Chet Egen and Chet Meraglim, they would have gone right away to Eretz Yisrael. They would have gone to Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu. And if they would have gone with Moshe Rabbeinu to Eretz Yisrael, they would never ever have a Churban. There would never ever be a Metzius of Golus. So what we basically see here is that if Yidden would be, by Matan Torah, would have been completely committed to Torah mitzvahs, they would have, the vision of the Torah would have been fulfilled, and the Yidden would have gone in Eretz Yisrael. They would have been there, through with Moshe Rabbeinu. They would have always been there. Did we see that we do Torah mitzvahs? The world goes exactly along according to the Torah mitzvahs. What happened was the Yidden didn't go fully with the Torah mitzvahs, so this plan didn't work. But had they gone according to being fully committed to Torah mitzvahs, they would have been in Eretz Yisrael. Now, when they would have been, again, the fact they would have been in Eretz Yisrael, based on what we said before, that Mitzada Atzmus, there is no difference between Nes and Teva. So the fact that the Yidden, had they been fully committed to Torah and Mitzvahs right after Matan Torah, they would have found themselves in Eretz Yisrael, and they would never have a Mitzvah of Golus. That all would have been carried out of Teva. Why? Because Mitzada Rotzen Atzmus, Mitzada Rotzen of Teva, there is no difference. The Etzem Rotzen of Teira, there is no difference between Nes and Teva. Whatever is accomplished through the Kima Teira mitzvahs of Yisrael is carried out of Teva. But here comes the catch to all of this. And this is the place which is the difficulty for us to align with all of this. And what is this? The part of the mitzvahs was the pale. They weren't fully committed to the Teira. And after Matan Teira, they did Cheta Egel. So what happened? As a result, they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore, as a result, many years later, there was a Churban, and they went into Golus. So you have two situations. What could have happened had the Yidden been fully committed to the Torah mitzvahs? They would have found themselves in Eretz Yisrael lo'olam va'ed forever. There would never be a Churban. There would never be a Churban. The way it is with prayer, the Yidden did were not fully committed, and therefore they did go eventually into Golus. So now, let's say the Yidden would have gone along with the Torah mitzvahs fully, and they would have gone into Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu, and they would never had a mitzvah of Golus. So therefore, everything but the life of Yidden would be in the most perfect state. It would have been, had all the brachas of the Torah, and their life would have been amazing for them. But how would it look? How would the goy in Chutz La'aretz look at the life of a Yid? The goy in Chutz La'aretz, in his life, he sees he doesn't have Torah mitzvahs. His life doesn't go with the success of a Yid. The Yid has Torah mitzvahs. He has amazing success. So how would a goy look in that situation? Had we gone there to Israel with Moshe, and we would have never gone into Golus? How would a goy in Chutz La'aretz look at the Yid's life? He would consider it to be a mess, because his life doesn't run like that. To explain this a bit more, the natural state, the way the thing works, is Hashem made the world. There should be two poles, just like we learn in Chassidus. There's Kedusha and Klippa. The same thing in Halacha, in the Rambam, in Pshuta Shemikra, it's not the two things of Kedusha and Klippa, but you have Yidden and Goyim. And what did the Eibishter make? The Eibishter made that Goy should hate a Yid. That's a natural situation of the Metzius. A Goy hates a Yid. So then, let's say the Yidden would have then gone to Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu, and there would never be a Churban. They would have had the amazing life. The Goy, mitzad his Etzem Teva, doesn't like a Yid. Nevertheless, being that he would see such great, enormous bracha by the Yid through the Kima Teira and mitzvahs of a Yid, then he would have been affected, and maybe he would have been mushpa from the Yid to follow with his seven mitzvahs, Neinoich, etc., etc. Had the Yid then been in Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu, they would have had all the bracha. Eventually, all the going from all the world would have come affected with seeing the amazing success of the Yid, so they tried to copy it. So therefore, they would also have all followed the inspiration of the Yidden to do the Shabbat mitzvah, yeah. But what would have happened over here? The Goy would have seen how the Yid's Mahalach HaChaim is completely above it. So he would have subjected his own Metzias, he would have subjected himself to the Yid, Mavatli, would be Mavatli himself to the Yid, and he would follow and do the seven Mitzvah. Why would he do the seven Mitzvah? Because he sees the superior state of the Yid over him. That's why he would follow it. So it wouldn't be coming from his own will, his own, this is what he wants. He, from his own will, doesn't like the Yid, etc., doesn't like Torah Mitzvah, doesn't like to accept the Eidus, etc. But because he sees how the life of the Yid, how much better it is, so he gives in and would go along with the effect, follow the seven Mitzvah in order to have the Brach. He sees the Brach the Yid has, he would also like to have the Brach. But that would be, that would be only the bitl of the Goy to the Yid. You see that superior state of the Yid, it would be Mavatl himself. But the fact is, we're going over to Nekuda Dalet now, the fact is, the Yidin didn't commit themselves completely to the Torah, and he did Chet Egel, and therefore eventually they went into Golus. And now what's happening in Zman HaGolus, the Yidin are intermingled among the Goyim, and they're not in the superior state over the Goyim. On the contrary, they're equal, and not they're in a lower state than the Goyim. They're under they're being oppressed by the Goyim, etc. And nevertheless, what has happened in Zman HaGolus? The Yid now through the Mesilas and Nefesh Lamayim Tamidas. That means everything is going against them. They don't have the Brach of the Abish. Nevertheless, their commitment in the Mesilas Nefesh Lamayim Tamidas, despite everything, over the years, it managed to affect the Goy. That the Goy should come to realize the goodness that there is of the Yid, the goodness in the ideals of the Yid, the goodness, whatever they have adopted, the different ideals, the system, the human system has adapted all the ideals of Torah and Mitzvahs, all the ideals of how to be kind, etc. All these things which are actually coming from the Torah, something which the Goyim never knew about themselves, how there has to be law and order, etc. There has to be fairness. It's all coming from the Torah of the Yid. And they've sort of adapted it. Till now we've come to a situation that they allow the Yid to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. There's no one there limiting, restricting it on its observance of Torah mitzvahs. So, what has happened now, the Goy has been affected, not because as he sees a superior state to the Yid. The Yid's life is something beyond he cannot understand. The Yid's there in Eretz Yisrael. He's having unlimited brachas. And here he's in Chutz La'aretz. The Goy is in Chutz La'aretz. And he doesn't have these brachas. In order to emulate the Yid, he will go and allow himself to be influenced by the Yid and keep the Sheva Mitznei Noyach, which would be the effect of the Yid by being mevatel the mitzvahs of the Goy. What has happened actually here is that then when there's equal interaction between the Yid and the Goy, the Yid is Adarab, he's living amongst Goy. And there he managed to affect the Goy. The Goy should realize how it's good to take the ideals of the Torah and etc., and how it's good to allow people to serve Hashem, etc. So here what's actually happened, that the Goy, his Metzias, also comes to recognize the value of the Torah. He also agrees with the Torah. He also gives allowance to the Torah. So what is here now, what has happened by the fact that he went into Golas, that the Teva of the Olam has come to align with the Torah. So now, what does this affect? What does it make a difference now to us? In the fact that we actually managed to affect the Goy being in Golas. But the effect is, said in short, that now the Goy on his own accord is aligning himself with the program. Not because of some superior influence which is overcoming him and therefore he just gives in. No, he's on his own accord. He's actually changing his thinking and he's come to realize, to appreciate the value of the ideals of the Torah, etc. So what is the difference? So the difference what would be is in two things. Number one, in the avoid of a Yid, then by Matan Torah, If a Yid would have wanted to be completely committed to Torah mitzvahs, he wanted to be completely committed. He's going to be completely, a Yid wanted to be completely committed. At that time then, the world around the Yid didn't identify with the Torah. The Yid was given the Torah by the Eibishter. The world didn't identify with Lal. For a Yid to have this complete commitment, like the Tzaddikim of Bnei Yisrael, like Moshe Rabbeinu, etc., who had a complete commitment to Torah, it demanded a tremendous effort mitzad the Yid, because mitzad the oilam around them, there was no reason to them. They didn't. There was no awareness what the Torah is before. So for the Yid to commit himself to the Torah and not to be influenced by the outside environment of the goyim, required an enormous commitment mitzad the Yid. Ma sheikin nowadays, when the Yid are living amongst goyim, and the goyim has come to recognize and allow the Yid to keep the Torah mitzvahs, what does it require for the Yid to commit himself to Torah mitzvahs? Nothing else than he should decide that it's worthwhile for me to commit myself. He should look at his life and come to realize what effect that Torah mitzvahs has had on his life, etc. The fact what Torah mitzvahs, what the Rebbe has had on his life, what Yiddishkeit has had on his life, and what on his existence. And therefore, he should realize that nothing there standing in his way. So the only thing what is required for Yid by Matan Torah in order for Yid to commit himself to Torah mitzvahs, it required an enormous koyach. Today, it all requires just to realize there's nothing there against me. So why shouldn't I do it? That is one thing. That is one difference from today and from through all the years of the past from Matan Torah. The second difference is, by Matan Torah, let's say the Yidden would have fully committed themselves to Torah mitzvahs, okay? So the word is, the Yidden completely committed to Torah mitzvahs, so therefore they actually bring the Gilui Atzmus, in their Kima Torah mitzvahs, in the Gilui Atzmus, as we said, that is where Atzmus is, in the Kima Torah mitzvahs of a Yid. And therefore, naturally, the whole world, the life of the world, goes according to the Rotzna Atzmus. So therefore, as we said before, what would have happened? The Yidden would have found themselves in Eretz Yisrael. But why? Because the Rotan Atmos, everything goes along according to Rotan Atmos. But there's one thing here, there's one catch here. The truth is that true, without Rotan Atmos, everything goes along with the Rotan Atmos. But the Rotan Atmos is that it should work through the channels of Teva. So that is a rotten act. So therefore, let's say the Yidden would have been then by Matan Torah fully committed to the Eibishter, fully committed. And therefore, they would have gone with Moshe Rabbeinu to Eretz Yisrael. It would have taken several days, like it says in the Torah, it took them 3 days to go from this place to that place. It would have taken several days. Why? Because the Eibishter wanted to go everything through the channels of Teva. So even though the Eibishter can affect the Teva, there's nothing to any formal way he wants, but he wants to go to the channels of Teva, that Teva should be able to absorb it on its own level. So therefore, they would have taken a few, because the Teva of the world that time, there was a Torah given to the Yid. There was a whole Yid world around them which didn't know of the Torah. So the Teva of the world had no identification, had nothing to do with the Torah. In order for the Yidden to go from Matan Torah to reach Eretz Yisrael, it would have taken a few days, even though it would have been the Gilui, that would have had full commitment to have Gilui Atzmus. In order to work through the channels of Teva, it would have taken a few days. In order the Kavonas HaAtzmus should be fulfilled, there should be a Kalim of Teva. In our days, that we're in a situation that the Yidden were ready many years ago, and we managed to affect the Goyim around us, we managed to affect the Teva around us, that the Teva should be in line, should be in agreement with the Torah. Therefore, today, if the Teva of the world is ready in line with the fact that the Yid has a quality in himself, has something special in himself, has some finer character, whatever it is, he has some has a God with him, whatever way the God understands it, the Yid, the Goy understands it. But the awareness of the Yid has this quality in himself is already there in the world. So now, the fact when the Yidden would align with, would fully commit himself to Torah mitzvahs, and what is required to commit ourselves to Torah mitzvahs? just that we should realize that we can do Torah mitzvahs. That's all that it's required. If we even would realize, we'd realize that we can do Torah mitzvahs, and we would therefore accept Torah mitzvahs, or say we would accept the mitzvahs of the Rebbe, what would happen at that point? That we would be there in Eretz Yisrael catifying, because the world already recognizes me. The world already recognizes that Yid is a Yid. It's already recognized that a Yid is. So therefore, we would be there catifying in Eretz Yisrael. Because to go through the channels of the Teva, that has already been accomplished. Does that make sense? Let me show.
Because the world recognizes it, so we'd automatically be there?
Remember, the whole, once we have this understanding, that Mitzat Atmos, the Teva goes, the Mitzat Atmos, the Nes can be carried out, Teva. Yeah. That's what we know. Now, in order for the Nes to be carried out of Teva, going back many years then by Matan Teira, because of the Teva, the world was totally indifferent to Teira. They didn't even know of the Teira, let's say. There was no identification with the Teira. Therefore, in order for the Rotten Atoms to be fulfilled, and the Rotten Atoms is to work according to the Kalim of the Teva, it would have taken several days for Yidden to write, to reach Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu, and they would have been there forever. But it would have taken, because the channels, it would have to work through the channels of the Teva. So it would be Gilui HaAtzmus, so that working through the channels of the Teva, it would be full commitment of Yidden to Torah Mitzvahs. That would have affected the Teva very quickly, but it would have gone very quickly to Eretz Yisrael. But it would have taken some time. In our days, the world has ready the Teva on its own accord. We're there in Golas. And the message about the difference of the Yid, has the message of the Mitzvahs of Yid, has been carried across to the Goy. So now if we identify...
Why back then would it have to be Alpi Teva?
I'm sorry?
Why back then would it have to be Alpi Teva?
The reason why it would be Alpi Teva, because the lot of the Abishta is that we should see it as going through the Kalim of Teva. Had it all gone, let's say we would have gone right away to Eretz Yisrael. That could have happened. The Abish can do it. But then we would never see any process. There would be no process. We would be from here, go to Eretz Yisrael. There would be nothing in this whole, in our whole journey from Matan Torah to Eretz Yisrael. We would have not identified our involvement in that at all. Why? We moved from there to there. We have no way to understand how we move. The world is completely naive to Torah Mitzvahs. The Teva is nothing. There's no connection between the world and Torah Mitzvahs. And nevertheless, we move from here to there. That would be the work of Hashem. Hashem did it. That's how it would have been. In order, therefore, they would have taken several days. In those several days, it would be an avodah yid. You have to do Torah Mitzvahs. There would be movement. You have to take down. I don't know. You'd have to do this. You have to do that. There would have been our involvement. So we would have feel that we had an accomplishment in this moving to Yisrael. Yes, it was a very astounding move. But we would have feel the Tevedik involvement, our. It would have been a Teva which is very much superior to the regular Teva. And why? Because it's working so fast. But we would have felt our involvement, because we would have not been involved in those few days doing what the Abishta wanted from us, etc., etc. We would not have arrived in Eretz Yisrael. So we would have felt our involvement, because there was our involvement. That is, if we would have then been committed to the Abishta. Now, the involvement that the world has already come to realize, the world is not a contradiction to the Torah. The world is full allowance of the Torah. The world is not a distinct entity from Torah. It's in alignment with the Torah. So the moment we recognize that we have the ability to keep Torah, and therefore when we realize that we have the ability, we will automatically commit ourselves to the Torah. Automatically, we'll find it ourselves in Eretz Yisrael. And that would be an Alpi Teva. Why? Because the world realizes the difference of a gift. So it would go along with the world. The fact that the work differs by the Yid, that would be accepted. Once the Yid shows his conduct according to the Rotten Leibishter, he shows that he's a Yid. The fact that he managed to move instantaneously from here to there, that will be along, will be fully accepted. That is a Yid. That the life of the world recognizes a Yid's life goes according to the Ratzon of the Ibur. Does that make sense or not?
I have to think about it more.
Okay. No problem. Fine. It's not an easy thing to swallow. But so let me add another word. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. There is, yes, there is a one more point that needs to be added here. And that's this is in this Likutei Sichos I'm bringing over here. And then further down, I have it all the way further down. I have it more, explained more, more about Chava. Anyways, this is the Likutei. One second, let me get it. The Likutei, one second. What we, the Vort is like this. What we see, the way we see the involvement of the Eibush in our life when something abnormal happens, when something different than normal happens, that is where we see the involvement of the Eibush. This is a nekuda which would have been always true, and this is what the Rebbe has been teaching us for years, that is not the main area where we see the Eibush's involvement. When the scud falls on the house and it collapses and everyone comes out alive, so that is where we see the Eibush's involvement. And this is what the Rebbe has been teaching us, that this is not the Gilui Atzmus in which Mashiach is going to be revealing himself. The Gilui Atzmus, when Mashiach reveals himself, is in the fact when normal situations of life go according to the Torah. And therefore, what did the Rebbe highlight? What did the Rebbe emphasize then about Saddam coordinating with America? Saddam didn't come at Tzadik, but he coordinated. That was sufficient for the Rebbe to say that this is a full revelation. Now, what the Rebbe is saying that we today, our lifestyle today, in the last decades, the last one or two generations, has shifted completely from what it was two generations ago, three generations. The whole lifestyle is shifted. We consider that, yes, the bracha and the Eibush, but that is what we call teva. The vort is that is where the scholars of the Eibush is, not when the abnormal thing happens. The abnormal thing happens is a break away from the regular anhaga, because an exception to the rule. The way it should have, the way with the Skalata Atmos is the fact that life in the past two generations has changed. That is the Gilui Atmos. Why is Gilui Atmos there? Because this is what we tried to explain in the last shurim, that in Mitzad, the Teva, there should have never been such a thing. There should never been such a thing. There's no such a thing that we should still be maintaining our Yiddishkeit. There's no such a thing that Goyim should be allowing us to observe our Yiddishkeit, etc., etc. All of these things really don't make sense. Al Biteva. What do we mean, Al Biteva? Knowing human characteristics, it does not make sense. We're assuming it. So all these things that we're assuming, that is Atmos. The fact that the world changed from here to there, that is because in this door that we have a Rebbe, who came without this matara bringing Melech HaMashiach, and that is why the world changed. That's why it happened in the Zman of the Friedrich Rebbe, and then it happened in the Rebbe. This is why the world changed. Coming from the Kiyum of Torah and Mitzvot and the Rebbe's commitment to the Eibushter, that is what affected, and the Rebbe's influence of Klal Yisrael, which that is impacting the change of the world. Because of Teva, it doesn't make any sense. And this Teva, where his Atmos is, this is just to go a bit more into it. We're continuously learning about Rabbi Shua, are you with me? We're continuously learning.
Hairline point, though.
Give me a moment. The way it works is, if we work, remember, we're never going to understand the future if we won't understand the past. Remember, because the Golas is not coming in something new. If it's going to be new, the Golas is not coming in something new. It's going to be new, it's not Gula. Gula is something which is already existing, and it's coming from the past. So now, before we get to the Kedafai, let me just finish with this. The fact that, one second, what we consider to be norm is not, has no explanation of it. It doesn't And it's, that is where the atmos is working. What is the nekuda? In the facts of life, that is where atmos is. Once upon a time, the Gidel, of course, was in the aberration when the break of the rule, when there was some higher contact by some superior contact. In today, the Gidel atmos is, today the world is going along with the Kvana. Where is Gidel atmos in the very fact the world is going along with the Kvana? So now, what is now, let's take the thing, when Teva is, what is a Teva? Teva is accepted facts, rules of life. Rule of life is, you take a cup of water, you pour it, the water out, it's going to fall down. That is a rule of life. The Nekuda, this is like the Rebbe explained. All these, in Yonim, these Chukei HaTeva, are all things, why do we identify with it? Why we? It makes logical sense to say the water should fall down? No, because it's a fact of life. Anything is a fact of life, we logically identify. That what forms Teva. Anything which is a fact of life, all the rules, which the Abish instituted in Priyas Olam, all these constant rules, that we identify anything which is constant and is a fact of life, we identify with it, we accept it without any question, we don't even question it. It's logical, doesn't need it, doesn't require our logical qualification. It's automatically logical. Now, by default, it's logical. Now, once we, on the same note, today that we're assuming that our life as Torah mitzvahs is Teva, the fact that Goyim allow us is Teva. So what has happened in, what has happened today in our life is that what once upon a time that we should have freedom of giving Torah mitzvahs would be considered a nes, today is assumed it has come a fact of life, right? So once we realize that our rules of nature today include things which are lemaile meteva, but the fact that the goyim allow us to keep Torah mitzvah, the fact that we still identify with Torah mitzvah, etc., etc. All these rules of which have no, which are all lemaile meteva, are all assumed rules of teva. They're facts. They're facts. So the same fact, the same fact advocates. That the moment we commit ourselves to the Torah, we should be in Eretz Yisrael. So what is required here? What is required in order we should go to Eretz Yisrael in our Piteva? That we should realize that our facts of life today are Lemaile Meteva. And because of Koyach Atzmus, because of our Kima Torah Mitzvahs, they are assumed, they are Piteva. Based on the same assumption, once we have this realization, if this is Alpiteva, this Ness is Alpiteva, so the Ness of woman catches Yisrael is also Alpiteva. We're not identifying. The only reason why we see going to Eretz Yisrael as something different is because we look at our current situation as Teva, not as Ness. If we would realize our current situation, where we assume Ness, it is a Teva which has, the Ness which has been transformed to Teva, because it's really a Ness. So we'd realize that we're currently in a state, currently in a situation where Ness is already Teva. So based on that, that we commit ourselves completely to the Teva, we'll have the full realization of the Teva. We'll be in Eretz Yisrael.
It would still take the same amount of time as everything else that took until now. Everything took time.
Well, why would it have to take time? For what?
Because everything that we have now, all these, you know, Nisim that are, you know, Nesh and Nasa Teva that were, you know, going on until now, you know, all that took time. So why should
So here comes the vote of the Rebbe. This comes the vote of the Rebbe. That al pi Teva, every Yid should realize what's going on. The very fact we're not realizing it, the Rebbe's words, no explanation at all. We're assuming a situation which makes no sense because it's already there in the system. It makes no sense. So the question, the tmir today is not how long will it take. The only question today is why we have not realized. Everything today which would noom, we would usually attribute to the future, today is already in the past. There's no reason why we do not realize. So what is required that we should realize? All that it requires is that for some reason, I should realize what I never gave attention to. The same reason can happen to anyone at any given moment. There's no logic, there's no reason to say that no one should, that everyone, it's something, the question, the looming question is, why, how comes you didn't realize? So therefore, the Rebbe says, any moment, every Yid could realize how Torah is real, Yiddishkeit is real, whatever he knows about the Torah. The moment Yid realizes that, what happens is, it's real, so we'll find ourselves there in Eretz Yisrael. It's, we are, so the question is not how, it, the process of time is not a question here. The question is the prolonged time. How comes it's taken so long we haven't realized? And this is the Rebbe's question. Why comes it with Yid we haven't realized? So for it to happen, it will take 1 second for us to realize. Once we realize it, what do we realize? We realize that Torah works. So the fact that the Torah works, that we should, so that when it comes to common understanding that the Torah works, it comes in an absolute fact. I have this I have this lined out in later on. If you want to go with it, there's two. Are you ready to go? Are you want to go?
No. Clearly, it's a hard thing.
1 second. Let me show you. Do you have more time to go to just go over to something further down? Huh? If I show you where the Rebbe says it on a very simple level, the most simplest level, the Rebbe is speaking to people who are atheists, the Rebbe explains these two points, might see clearer what it is, that when people identify with something, when everyone identifies with something, it comes a fact. So once Yidden realizes that Torah is real, or the Rebbe is real, let's say the Rebbe is real, because the Rebbe embodies this message, that the world goes along according to the Torah. That's the message the Rebbe embodies. When the people realize the Rebbe is carrying this message, and they realize that it's real, it works, Rebbe's message works, that moment, when we realize that, because everyone has realized it, it comes a fact of reality above any other fact. Our realization about the fact makes it an absolute fact above question. Therefore, that will automatically affect us to go to Eretz Yisrael. Because that is the normal thing. The Torah works. If you want, I'll be sure. Do you have the quiet for it?
I mean, I think everyone could, let's say we all realize it right now. It's not gonna be Mechaya Mason.
1 second, It will be Mechaya Mason. Let's have it like this. Number one, we have to take it apart. There's two things here. Let's say we take realize. We're talking about a normal person. Let's say all this message, we're talking, what have we done over here? We've taken everything we've attributed, which is always attributed to Atzmus, and we place it now in our core, that we, in our core, meaning all Yidden together. So now, when we speak to a Yid, basically, this comes to the most simplest message. What we're saying here comes to the most simplest message, what you tell any Yid. And what is it? What you tell any Yid is, not every Yid is a cave to get all of this message. Not every Yid has learned about Atzmus. And they're not, you can't shower them with this full message. But you take the nekud of this message, then the most important, the element that you saw, the whole etzem of this message. What is this etzem of this message? The etzem of this message is the most simplest message to tell anybody in the world. And that is the etzem hamtzius hamsheich. And what is it? You tell the Yid that you today, if you will go according to the rules and the standards of the Torah, to your ability, etc., your life will come better. That is the whole message, what we're saying here. When we're talking about Gilei Atzmus, all what we're saying is that the answer is in our court. The whole thing is that we'll do what the Torah says once upon a time. We may have not seen the result. Today we do see the result. So once I myself understand what the Rebbe means when he says the scholars of Melech HaMashiach, I understand what the Rebbe means when about the scholars of Atzmus. The Rebbe means that we, when we do what Hashem wants, we will see the results. This is something which is anybody in the world is going to accept. Any boy in the world would accept. Now, someone, when they come to a more advanced understanding, or someone has learned Chassidus, you take the whole vision of the Rebbe. What does this mean when you're telling people that if they go along with their Eibishter, they will see the results? What it basically means is that when we all recognize that we can do what the Eibishter wants, there we will see the results. What is going to be the results? We'll be able to do what the Eibishter wants. We'll all be in Eretz Yisrael. That's all what it means. It basically, here we are learning about the full vision and the way the Rebbe taught it to us. But the Nekudah Zayin from the vision is something which you tell to every single person. So you're telling him something which he can fully align with and makes full sense with him. When he'll grow with it, he'll come to realize the full vision. Now the Rebbe's word is, everybody today on their own accord could come on their understanding without taking it apart, without knowing the full vision of the Rebbe. They just have to come to realize the materials of the Rebbe. That's what they have to realize, the truth of Torah. That's what when Yidden, all Yidden realize the truth of Torah, that comes a fact of reality. It's a fact of reality which is above any other fact of reality. This is what the Rebbe explains this in this study.
I was in Machaya Mason.
I don't hear you. What?
I was in Machaya Mason.
The way, same way when I do Torah mitzvah today, I see the result in my life. I do Torah mitzvahs, I see more bracha, etc., etc. I'm fully aware of my initiative here to accomplish these results. But nevertheless, I know because I did Torah mitzvahs, because I done better, that made my day better, right? I fully realize it. And nevertheless, it doesn't minimize my involvement, my share of involvement. The same thing is, when we realize, when all Yidden realize the truth of the Torah, every Yid is going to realize it's his creative thinking which brought him to that. And it's going to be his creative thinking. What was his creative thinking bring him to realize that mitzvah the Torah, just like my when I do Torah, my life, my day is better. When I identify with the Torah, and we all identify, therefore the whole Torah is fulfilled. It's the same logic. It's the same logic we've been living through all the years.
We could have great days from all the mitzvahs that we're able to do. We could have the best days in the world, but it's not gonna.
Rabbi Shua. As long as not every Yid identifies with, the Rebbe's campaign was from Tofshin and Yud to get every Yikri V'yakri, that every Yid should realize. And not every Yid, as long as not every Yid realizes the Mitzvahs of the Rebbe, every Yid is going to come to realize that this is my baby. I come to realize the amazing mahus of this person of the Rebbe. That is Shleimus Kima Teira Mitzvahs. The fact that I do Teira Mitzvahs, I that's the Shleimus, a commitment to Teira Mitzvahs. The fact that I committed myself today to do more Teira Mitzvahs, but not as many Yidden, maybe I could have done more. Maybe, and as many, the basic thing is, as many Yidden out there are not aware of it. That is not what my commitment to Teira Mitzvahs affects my life. It doesn't affect the life of all Yidden. When all Yidden realize, that will affect the life of all Yidden. So the logic is very simple. It's very simple that something which is a fact of life makes sense. You don't question something which is a fact of life. You don't question the laws of nature. They make sense without being qualified to make sense. It makes sense naturally. If water, gravity is natural sense. Doesn't need any qualification of any human mind. Anything which is a fact of life makes natural sense. So therefore, it makes the fact that Gideon's life is different, the conduct of Gideon is different, is natural sense, it's recognized naturally. Therefore, when we're Gideon, we're at the tail, it makes natural sense that we should be an Eretz Yisrael. Gileatus makes, there's the Rebbe's word, it's actually based on the Rebbe Rashab. The Rebbe Rashab says, Atmos Mahus is not above Hasoge. On Atmos, you can't say it's above Hasoge. We learned many Madregas. You cannot say that Atmos is above a Sog. You understand Atmos. You're the head Atmos. Whatever. The word comes from the Rebbe Rashab. But the Rebbe Rashab speaks about it in an open from Bittl. The Yid comes to realize his Bittl Mitzvah. The Rebbe, that is the Inyan for Shlila. The Rebbe takes the same thing in Chiyav. You can just explain the Rebbe's Mamorim. It has to be very common. It's actually there all the whole time. The Rebbe is keeping bringing out this in the Gudah. The Atzmi is something which Atzmi is something you automatically align with. You align with it naturally, whether you realize you align with it or not. Your life is going that the fact that you feel there's a future to life. The life is the reason the world should continue. That is your awareness of Atzmi. You don't identify with it as such. But that is Atzmi. So the fact that anything which is assumed in the world, that is Gilei Atzmi. When everyone realizes that the Torah works, everyone's going to feel that's my accomplishment. I came to realize it. What was the effect of my accomplishment? That we all came to Eretz Yisrael. why it's a fact. The fact that's what the way it's meant to eat. It's meant to eat the Torah works. The fact that Torah works is the only shock we're gonna have when it comes. The only shock. It is something that Rebbe continuously explained in the Sichas. The only shock we will have when we come to Israel is why didn't I realize before? What the Rebbe doesn't say in these words. The Rebbe said, the moment I come to realize, I'm going to realize it was true beforehand. In his Ebo, Kvambo, he was already here. I didn't recognize him. So yeah. Does this help?
I don't know, there's just a certain line, I guess.
I'm sorry?
There's still a certain line, like you could have the most amazing brachas and get everyone to keep Shabbos and. No, I'm saying you could do amazing things and everyone keep Shabbos and.
Who said that? None of that. We're talking about one thing, I'm sure. Let's take it one thing. You know, let's take it as
the commitment. Everyone commits.
The tears of the Rebbe. That's all it is. That's nothing. You talking about he doesn't know Shabbos? He didn't have the time to think about Shabbos. In the middle of work, he's running down, he's trying to catch a taxi. It dawned upon him.
But where's the? So how does he go to Eretz Yisrael?
How did he go? It's the fact of life that Yid is meant to be there. It's a fact of life. Just like the fact of life. In the New York Times, it said recently, to the Kseya Hopchi, someone just repeated to me, it was yesterday, they broke. The Yidden have this koyach of blowing up people, and now they're using it for the coronavirus, whatever. So the fact that Yidden have this ability, you can be sure that the New York Times didn't know what to do with it. So they managed to bring it out in this way. They usually use it to blow up people, and now they're using it to their health, because they had to admit to the reality. What I'm saying is the fact that Yid is different is something which is fully there. When a Yid does and lives as a Yiddish guy, this difference comes out completely, and he finds himself automatically in Eretz Yisrael. That is a fact of life. It's just like fact. Let me take another thing. It's a fact of life, just like the fact of life that now, that in the past few weeks, the Babich started making Shalom. Someone else in the Babich got up and had a whole statement about Mashiach. I'm sure you got it in WhatsApp. There was someone, what is his name, Gysinski from Maryland, that had a whole, gave a 10-minute message about the So now what's basically happened here is the whole difference between Mashiachism and not Mashiachism. You can still engage the difference. You can engage it, but it basically the whole shitta has been fallen apart. It's whole shitta it has fallen apart. It can never ever come back to the situation it was before. It's been broken on two levels, because here they're making peace. Here he's speaking openly about that Mashiach, he's speaking openly that this is our Matthias and nothing, and this is what we should be doing. This has changed, but it's all changed. How did it change? Naturally. Look, the coronavirus, people got to the sailors, so they made the change. This is what brought about, it affected people. Nothing, there's not, and what has changed the whole Matthias of Lubavitch has changed. It changed the whole, this is the core Matthias of Lubavitch. No one has to acknowledge it has changed. No one is acknowledging it's changed. We're all just looking at the development of events, and what's the fact? The fact is the whole Matthias, the whole, this Mechitza which separated has been broken. It doesn't exist anymore. Every individual can continue to engage it, but there Matthias is, you engage it like you engage many people who engage different shitters which have been debunked years ago, people are still engaging it. You have communism, you can still engage it if you want. If you're a jerk, keep on thinking about it. So you can engage the differences between Mashiach and non-Mashiach. You can engage it. It doesn't exist. It's not there in reality. It doesn't exist. This is where Gilead Atmos is. The reality has, it doesn't come as some surprising development. No, it's a coronavirus. People did move. This movement was changing the whole material. The people who didn't realize probably what they were doing. They felt they had to do it and finish. It was something that the situation required it.
Okay, so what is all of it? What does it all matter if we're not having this realization and we're not in Eretz Yisrael yet?
If we realize that the Torah works, why would we realize it? Because our existence today proves it already. We're just assuming our existence.
Then why do we need so many more and more and more and more and more things? That, like, what, it makes. I, either, we, Either we realize it now or not. Like, what's
the Rebbe's shaila is, you know, the Zoya said, so a yid does an aveira nefesh sechta tevoha. A yid does something wrong, it makes no sense. It's mitzad the nefesh of the kids. Mitzad the nefesh, it makes no sense. Okay, mitzad the nefesh, it makes no sense. Mitzad the goof, makes a lot of sense sometimes. No, you goof, your body is hungry, you have different desires, so you go and fulfill them. Mitzad the goof, it makes many times sense not to do what Abishah wants, let's say. The Rebbe's word is today that this what the Zohar says about the nefesh is true. Mitzad the goof, mitzad the mitzvah of a goof, it makes no sense not to align with the mitzvah of the Rebbe. Makes no sense. So it makes no sense to them. What is required? People should choose. The moment people choose, that is a full revelation of Atzmus, and it's going to be our accomplishment. What does my accomplishment mean? That I affected myself to realize, I affected my neighbor to realize that the Eibishter works, it's true, and therefore he is whatever, if the Mitzvah is a Torah, we should be an Eretz Yisrael, we should be an Eretz Yisrael. If I come to realize that my whole current life makes no sense, in fact, this is what we discussed in the previous shiurim, my current life already is a Gilei Atzmus. Once upon a time, going back several decades ago, several generations ago, there was not Gilei Atzmus. Gilei Atzmus was identified by tzaddikim. In the regular life of a yid, you couldn't see Gilei Atzmus. The most you could see was an oblique, an hogenesis. And nowadays, we're living in a reality of Gilei Atzmus. There's no other way to explain the reality of our days is Gilei Atzmus. All that requires that we should all realize this is Gilei Atzmus. When we realize it, everyone realizes it, becomes an absolute fact beyond, which is fact of life. Facts of life are not questioned. They make sense because these are facts like all other facts of life. It makes sense. It makes sense that Yidden should be an extra. The moment Yidden come to realize it. And it doesn't, it's not hard to realize, but be sure. Just think a moment. If all Yidden come to realize, Mr. What's his name? Manhattan, that Gvir, Mr. That many Yidden who are very far from Yiddishkeit, and the whole thinking process is very far from Yiddishkeit, if they would just come to realize the reality, the truth about Yiddishkeit, that would be such power. That shouldn't be an amazing, we shouldn't be had to answer why we'd move that to Israel. The very fact that every Yid realizes the truth of the Rebbe, the truth of the Torah, Mitzvah, and Hashem, that would be the fulfillment of a most amazing mission. So the fact that we moved that to Israel shouldn't be a big, should not be, would be, and another vort is what we're trying, is what we're trying to say over here. The fact that we moved that to Israel is a second step. The first step is the our realization. Gilei Atzmus is enough. We have Gilei Atzmus that automatically brings the revelation of the movement of Yidden Teretz Yisrael. This is just to put it in the Rebbe's words, what I just now said, that the first step is in us, and then it moves out Teretz Yisrael. Where did the Rebbe say it? It says it in the Sikh of Beis Rabbeinu Shlomo. What did the Rebbe say? The Gilei Hashchina is in 770. First, you realize that here is the truth of the Torah, here is the base of the Shalomayle, where is Mana goes. We realize it, we move right away to the throne. So it's coming mefeirish from us. The movement is, once we realize the fact that we go there is not going to be a surprise. When all you didn't realize the truth of the Rebbe, the truth of the Eibishter, that's not going to be a surprise when we move to Eretz Yisrael. Can you imagine the power of all Yidden realizing the truth? Even the Mishachist and anti-Mishachist will come to one opinion. That's Mamish in the first, which is above anything, right? The fact that we'll move after that step, we should move to Eretz Yisrael, that is not a surprise. The Chiddush will be, only Chiddush is our realization. How did it go, Rabbi Shor?
I mean, I'm saying it makes sense because of Atzmus and everything, but it doesn't make sense in a theoretical sense. It doesn't make sense in
Because we look with theory, because it's being discussed here maybe in one shiur, and it's not being discussed all across Lubavitch. If this would be introduced in the Mahalach, the whole Mahalach, this is what the Rebbe is saying, Gilei Atzmus, and everyone comes to realize how it's true in their life, then automatically you start adopting it as something more as a simpler fact, L'cheira. This is what it would be. If you want to be sure, I just want to show you these two letters here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let me show it to you. We discussed it so much. Let me just show you these two letters. These two, I just want to tell you what these two letters are. This not two letters. It's one letter.
It's on the same thing here.
What?
It's on the same. It's on this.
I didn't send it on that. On the thing okay. I sent by WhatsApp. No, I can send it to you later if you want. I have it here. It's on the same page, but.
Okay, fine.
I didn't put it in on the WhatsApp. Anyways, here it is. It's a letter, a very well known letter. This is the letter when the Rebbe responds to the question. These people write, they have doubts whether there is an Eibishta. Can the Rebbe prove it to them that there's an Eibishta without any question of doubt? This is the question what they asked the Rebbe. And the letter here is a very well known letter. So, you know, you always see it everywhere. So the Rebbe answers two points, right? Okay? The two points, here the Rebbe talking about the Eibishta. These two points, what the Rebbe says, they are exactly the same thing about the Gula and moving it at the 770 and moving that Tzorah. So we have it right here. You have in line 16 over here. You see it on the screen. The Rebbe says anything, any fact, which in our life today, remember, what the Rebbe describes in this letter, by the way, that in our life today, whatever the Rebbe says over here about our life today, if you just remember several generations ago, you would not be able to say this with the same emphasis as the Rebbe saying it over here. What did the Rebbe say over here? That our life today depends on things which other people tell us. We never proved it to ourselves that this is what they're telling us. It makes logical sense. Let's say the fact we go on a plane, whatever it is, all these things we've never proved to ourselves. We never tested it out to know that it actually makes logical sense. And nevertheless, we go with it completely. Even though in our mind, in our present state, many of these facts which we assume as a part of our life and we follow make no logical sense. Like the different laws of nature, gravity, all these things that Rebbe, I think, discusses in this letter, but I didn't quote it there. But anyways, all these things make no sense. Nevertheless, this is what the Rebbe brings out about gravity, one of the things that Rebbe mentions. It says it makes no sense at all. Nevertheless, we accept it as the perfect norm because people, this is what people have said. And no, they've proven it to the reality. See, even though it makes no sense, we accept it. We're basing ourselves on common knowledge. This is what we're basing. This, our whole lives today, with information, we go to the doctor, wherever we're going, is based on common knowledge. We're accepting it as a real fact. So the Rebbe says, if something is a real fact, this is the Rebbe, here is talking about Matan Torah. The fact that Matan Torah has been going through history, has been carried through, this story about Matan Torah has been carried through all the years of history. So it's a fact, because there's so many thousands of people who identify with this, so it's a proof. It's just like any other fact which you are relying completely on it just because of the information you got from other people. So the same thing would be about Matan Torah. But what we see here, the Rebbe says that something which people identify with, that comes a fact. That's number one point, right? Yeah, you with me?
Yes, yes.
Next point, going now all the way down to the next page, line five over here. The Rebbe talks here about. You're getting up in the morning, you're assuming the world is going to continue. He said it makes today's science has proved to us so clearly how the existence of the world does not make sense. Nevertheless, we're assuming it's going to continue. So again, you have what this tells us. Something which is a fact of life does not have to make sense. It's a fact of life. If it's public knowledge, and the greatest fact of life is when it's public knowledge, we logically identifying with it without questioning it, and even though it makes no logical sense, we identify with it logically. We don't have any problem with identifying with it. It makes sense to us. Why? Because it's a fact. So the same thing is when you identify with the Yiddishkeit, when the whole Klal Yisrael identifies with the truth of the tzitzis of the Rebbe, we're automatically make the same sense. It seems just like the gravity makes sense and all these other different things. The fact that we go to sleep, the world continues to exist. That makes sense to us. This will also make sense. It's on the same. There is no difference. And just to bring out the two Nukudas that Rebbe says over here, that we rely on the information coming from other people and that life, the world can fall apart any moment. This has been proven in today, in this generation, which was not there before. And once upon a time, this, you can see David Melech and Tillim is saying all about it. Hallelujah, as Hashem, etc., etc. But to explain it logically, you wouldn't be able to explain it so much. The mind was captured by the amazement. Today, this is mamish proven scientifically. It makes no sense. I have here below this thing from this laboratory where they write that they bring out this point that really there's no reason the world is consistent, that the world should continue to exist. Nevertheless, we're relying on it. This is clearly proven how Teva itself, the Nekuda of the Rebbe says, that Mitzad Atzmus, there's no chilek between Nes and Teva. Today it's been proven scientifically. Teva makes no sense. It makes no sense that the rules of Teva make no sense. It makes no sense. What we always assume to be sense does not make sense. Nevertheless, because of the fact of life, we do assume it. So Allah has come when we come to realize that when Teva is a fact of life, when all you didn't realize, it comes to common awareness, it comes to the most powerful fact of life, and therefore it automatically happens. The Teva then is not a reality which is above us, it comes a reality, a common reality to all of us. So therefore we go there, does that help anymore?
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Oh, thank you. No, that's good. Okay. Come back with it. If you have trouble with it, come back with it. It's a matter of just going through the whole thing and several times and seeing it explained from different directions and different memoriam, that sort of the pieces start to fit together and it goes along. Anyways, let me be sure. Thank you very much. Okay.
All right, Shikoyach.
Shikoyach to you. I'm just going to add something over here. Just one thing here.